It promises total security, and 1.5 billion WhatsApp users have bought into the pledge that their calls and messages are private. Now they're finding out that attackers could have used one missed call to plant spyware on their phones to monitor their every move.
This seems to be quite a sophisticated breach. It will make a voice call, which doesn't even need to be answered by the recipient, and then once you're inside the app, then it's possible to install software or spy on the user.
Facebook, which owns WhatsApp, says it spotted and fixed the flaw in its defences earlier this month, but it's encouraging all users to update to the latest version of the app.
So who was behind this attack and just who were they trying to spy on? WhatsApp says it believes it was targeted at a few select users and bears all the hallmarks of a private company working with governments to deliver spyware on mobile phones.
It's thought that refers to Israel's NSO group, which provides surveillance tools to governments and has previously been accused of helping them spy on human rights activists.
They do sell to governments to use to fight crime and terrorism. But over the last couple of years, there's been mounting evidence that actually their technologies are used to target human rights defenders, to try and scare them to commit human rights violations against these human rights defenders.
In a statement, the Israeli firm said NSO's technology is licensed to authorized government agencies for the sole purpose of fighting crime and terror. The company does not operate the system. Keeping our communications secure from both hackers and governments is a constant battle for the technology companies. This flaw has been fixed. There are undoubtedly more yet to be discovered.